Welcome to As It Was, Tales from the Mythical State of Jefferson. Numerous accounts of cougar encounters sprinkled the pages of early Oregon newspapers. Also called mountain lions, and sometimes panthers, the big cats were blamed for stalking children, harassing minors, killing livestock and pets, decimating deer populations, and scaring women out for a walk. A bounty spurred intense hunting and generated tales of bravery, as well as buffoonery. In June 1919, George Woodridge and Pete Ainsworth of Grants Pass reported they spotted cougar tracks near Peavine Ridge. They told the Rogue River Courier that Woodridge's two dogs found and treed the cougar before the hunters arrived. Woodridge had a .38 caliber six-shooter, and Ainsworth armed himself with a fistful of rocks. The six-shooter and rocks only irritated the cougar, which flew out of the tree and attacked its tormentors. The dogs put up a fight, and Ainsworth pelted the big cat with more rocks until Woodridge reloaded and fired a killing shot. The men escaped injury and the dogs survived, but Ainsworth said next time he'd want a bigger gun. By 1961, it was estimated 200 cougars were left in Oregon. Conservation measures since then have increased the population to more than 5,000. Today's episode of As It was written by Linda Dempshire, edited by Kernan Turner, and produced by Raymond Scully. I'm Shirley Patton. As It Was is a co-production of JPR and the Southern Oregon Historical Society. To share stories or to learn more about the series, visit asitwas.org.